Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming straight out of Compton. When something happens in South Central Los Angeles, nothing happens. It's just another nigga dead, 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 dead.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me. Off your ass, that's how I'm going out. For the punk motherfuckers that's showing out. Niggas want to rumble, they wanna rumble. Mix them and cook them in a pot like gumbo. On the motherfucker like that. With a cat, that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth. Ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep ya dancing. With a crime record like Charles Manson. AK-47 is the tool. Don't make me act a motherfucking fool. Me and you can go toe to toe, no mate. I'm knocking niggas out the box daily. Yo, weekly, monthly, and yearly. Until them dumb motherfuckers see clearly that I'm down with the capital CBT. Fuck with me. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Cause IQ is crazy as fuck. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Compton.
What's up?
Tell them where you from.
Straight out of Compton. Another crazy ass nigga. My punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this. But the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snap. If not from the records, from jacking a crap. It's like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's all packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I find a good piece of pussy and go a minute. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. You probably get mad like a bitch is supposed to. But that shows me slut talking post to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. And she ran controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it's all static. Battle right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, security is maximum, and that's a law. REN felt red, but I'm wrong. See, cause I'm a motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, yeah, through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip, straight out of Compton. Compton.
His name and the boys coming
straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck. That's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him. But I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see a punk man, I smile. To me, it's kind of funny. The attitude showing niggas driving, but don't know where the fuck he going. Just rolling, looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash. They never sees me ruthless. Never seen like a shadow in the dark. Except when I'm low. You see a spark of over a hesitation. And hear the scream of the one who got the land penetration. Feel a little dust of wind and I'm dead. Believe a memory, no one will be forgetting. So what about the bitch you got shot? Fucker, you think I give a damn about a bitch? I'm a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E. And if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a super dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker. Stay out of Compton.
And that kind of shit you can't sweep up under no rug.
Grabbed your by Adam, cuz. You were not listening to Hollywood Show.
She's looking fly when she hits the club. All the boys trying to say what's up. Homies out of luck. Cause I'm the lucky one. She's looking hotter than the sun. Take the breath right out my lungs. You boys are out of luck. Cause I'm the lucky one. She's looking
Ain't nothing sweeter than your lips. Promise honey's bitter if compared against your kiss. I wanna be the man, bring you everything you wish. Cause when you're next to me, I feel nothing less than bliss. Girl, for you I'd walk 1,000 miles. Swim across the Nile just to be with you a little while. Swear, it bring a joy to my soul. You're the most beautiful girl that my heart's ever known. Prettiest voice, loveliest words I've heard on the phone. Let's run away, far away, and start a life of our own. I can't wait until the day that we get up and go. I can't wait another day, time is moving too slow. It's like each and every day, babe, I love you some more. To me, you're more unique than the flakes found in the snow. And I know I'll be the man that'll love you the most. I promise I'll be that man that'll love you the most. Sweetheart, you're all I ever need. I want you all to myself, cause I'm so full of greed. Best believe, when you leave, big, it's hard to breathe. And it ain't all about the looks, they go far beneath, don't be deceived. I'm all about the things you hold aside, they can't be seen by the naked eye. The sweetest thing since the apple pie, you give my all till the day I die. The only day you'll ever hear this man and make goodbye.
Shower her with compliments, love. When my girl walks with confidence, my heart is racing in my chest. You must be from above.
You always looking so fine. You must be tired, always running through my mind. Like you, there ain't no other, you one of a kind. Never letting go, cause another you will never find. That's why I'm painting you this picture. Masterpiece, girl, you are my Mona Lisa. Come close, mommy, in Spanish, mamacita. Baby, you be killing at it, Suna Asesina. Swear that your essence must be from up above. When you fell from heaven, I bet that it was rough. Just one look at you, promise that it ain't enough. First time that I saw you, my blood started to rush. Forever was a must, I never missed that bus. You and I crossed paths and I had to make it us. It's way beyond the lust, more than just a crush. To tell you the truth, what I felt's ridiculous. I can't dream of a world where I couldn't feel your touch. I can't dream of that world, cause for me that's all too much. When I saw you, butterfly that's in my stomach. My heart, you know you want it. Please tell me you want it.
She's looking fly when she hits the club. All the boys trying to say what's up. Homies out of luck, cause I'm the lucky one. She's looking hotter than the sun. Take the breath right out my lungs. You boys are out of luck, cause I'm the lucky one. Girl, you look so good in the white dress. Now you look so bad in them high heels. Can't stop, I must confess. This is how I love, tell me how this feels. Tell me how this feels. Girl, you look so good in the white dress. Now you look so bad in them high heels. I can't stop, I must confess. This is how I love, tell me how this feels. Tell me how this feels.
It's Mickey. You're listening to The Hollywood Show.
Tell them all what I came to do.
Kill.
One word that explains the truth.
Real.
Bang out till your brain is loose. All your little fun field days are through. Remember that I'm like this thanks to you. First off, I'm a little bit psycho. I know, dumb like a mentally retarded kid. I ain't got no friends, no ends to my stress, so I chill in the dark and shit. With a rifle and bomb, knife in my palm. Think about the motherfucking lines on my arm. Swing at me, then I'm slicing your arm. Then make you videotape me, pipe for your mom.
I'm ruthless.
Deceitful lies. Listen up, you don't want beef to rise. I really wanna murder. I'm thinking of taking a rap for a pizza slice. To tie rats up in the beats of life. Out of goddamn skull since he bleeds and cries. The whole fucking time she was screaming why. Fuck you bitch, don't be surprised. Time after time you told me that my album would drop. It was all bullshit, since the days that it finally did. Bitch, how come it flopped? It's ruthless, baby, for sure. I'm trying to make me some dough. Get up off your ass and make a motherfucking marketing plan. And then maybe I'll blow.
But no, you wanna be a little bitch about it. Thought that I would never do shit about it. You made a contract with a twist around it. So I can never ever ever get about it. No outlet, so I'm pissed about it. I'd be really dumb if I just allowed it. Watch your back, you might get surrounded. Bang, 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 you hit the ground and
kill. Tell them all what I came to do.
Kill.
One word that explains the truth.
Real.
bang out till your brain is loose. All your little fun-filled days are through. Remember that I'm like this thanks to you.
Yeah, brother, you got the feeling just like the killer, killer. Yeah, brother, you got the feeling just like the killer, killer. Yeah, brother, you got the feeling just like the killer, killer. Killer, killer.
Listen up, don't you ever hate me, cause I'ma blow up like a bomb when I detonate. So you be tripping like a nigga that's walking without his shoes untied. Best believe I'ma set it straight. Tie rope around both of your legs and then hook them to two cars and drive till they separate. Now your soul's in the sky trying to levitate. Bitch, you gon' live life in a better place. You done fucked me once, you done fucked me twice. Having me begging to drop must be nice. Look at Eazy-E's lovely wife. Maybe the reason is my ugly eyes. I'll be the illest when I crush these mics, but it never occurs that I must be white. You're the reason I say fuck my life. I hate you, bitch, it's a must we fight. Everybody keep up running around and asking what do we doing with her time. I don't really know though, I just keep a low pro, cause I'm mad with the contract I signed. I was so happy at first and it turned to a curse. How'd it happen to me, that's the question. I cannot get the answer, so now I'm building a cascade for to rest in. Bitch, you ain't nothing but a big phony. Lying to niggas saying you signed with Sony. Bitch, none of the staff up there knows me. How come my rap career's moving so slowly? Bitch, now I got a big enough buzz to destroy you and Ruthless. You can't hold me, bitch. I'ma fuck around and put some steel toes on and kick your ass in the ovaries, bitch. Tell them all what I came to do.
Kill.
One word that explains the truth.
Real.
Bang out till your brain is loose. All your little fun-filled days are through. Remember that I'm like this thanks to you.
Yeah, brother, you got the feeling just like the killer, killer. Yeah, brother, you got the feeling just like the killer, killer. Yeah, brother, you got the feeling just like the killer, killer.
Killer, 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 killer.
Yeah, that's right. That was Hobson. He was signed to Ruthless Records with Eazy-E, Ice Cube, N.W.A., Jerry Heller, their manager at the time. You know, he actually formed a new modern day movement he calls Funk Volume. I thank everybody out there that's listening right now. I see a lot of callers calling in right now. We'll get to you in a second. I apologize. But I see his movement, the Funk Volume movement. If everybody could go out there and check that out, you know, he's an underground artist, but we can make him major. You know, that's what this is about. You know, we do it for free. And after this break, we're going to bring you something special, and we are going to bring you something very, 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 very special. Going to be brought to you by Playboy and Miss Social. And we are going to have a few of my best friends, and they might be giving us a little bit of intel on what they're doing as far as their careers and modeling and entrepreneuring themselves. So we're going to go straight into this next track. This is called Attila with Payback.
You betrayed me, this all fucking time. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the baddest. I remember when it's time for me to bear my revenge. Yeah.
You are now listening to The Hollywood Show.
What's good? We're back. That was a Tiller with Payback. Man, I used to work with that kid back in the day, Franzi. I remember when I made him into the kid that he is today. He used to be a pimply little kid. Like I said, this is my show. I could do whatever I want. But I saw him the other day. Cool kid, man. I love to hate on everybody because hatred, man, you just drink that haterade and you get more powerful, man. Come on. Everybody, you know, you got to have a hater to get a way up. If you don't have haters, you are no one. I'm sorry, but if you don't, you ain't nobody. But we have some special guests that are coming on with us tonight, and I'd love to introduce them, but I think they should introduce themselves. These lovely ladies have been doing this for a while, and they network their damn asses off. Now, let me see if I can run to you guys there. Let's see. You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hi,
hello, everybody.
Hi, you're on the Hollywood Show. Can you tell everybody who you're speaking with?
Everyone, I know y'all are listening. It is your favorite girl, Crystal Catalina. And you know who I am. And I have my girl with me.
Amy Schuyler. Amy Schuyler. I'll be your new favorite girl in April.
Oh, there we go. See? Man, now it's a battlefield. I see you girls battling it out
there.
No,
we're not
like
battlefield. We're partners.
No. We're not battlefields. We are partners.
Oh, so it's a partner. It's a partner in crime thing. I like that.
No, we have each other's back. It's a blonde brunette dream duo. That's what we are.
Oh, there you go. That's fire. I like to see that.
Well, it's just starting out. Just put it like that. It's just starting out. So
definitely.
Well,
describe your networking skills and stuff like that.
Oh, my networking skills are through the freaking roof. I am slow.
Yeah.
A lot of people right now are listening. Because I made every single one of you guys get on here tonight to listen. So, yeah, they can call me crazy because I'm a little bit crazy. But, hey, that's okay.
Anyway. You've been drinking, girl, haven't you? You've been taking some shots. It's all good, sweetheart.
No,
it's
let
all
me
good,
tell
sweetheart.
You. No, it is no. It has been a very long day, let me tell you.
Yes, it has been. I can attest to that.
It has
been a very long day.
Having to deal with this contest, being in the semifinals, Playboy Miss Social, March 2014. Whew, it's been a battle. And, yeah, it will take the life out of you.
And also suck the life back into you as well.
Oh, yes, but it's not over yet. And
There's a lot of sucking involved. It just sucks out and it sucks back in. You know, you got to figure out which way you got to suck. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you guys are out there doing it. You guys are out there doing it big. I like your movement. You know, you have promotionally people that you actually that are like your family that go out there and they promote you and they love. You know who you guys are, and I love seeing that. You know, and it makes me believe in an artist more, and I consider you guys artists. You know, you guys are artists in my book. You know, and yes, you're welcome. You're very welcome. You know, I respect women highly. At least I try my best. You know, opening doors. You know, my father taught me at a young age. Got to try to do it at least if you can. You know, sweetheart,
well,
I love your hustle. Yeah, it's definitely a great grind you have. And what were you saying? Sorry to interrupt you.
Well, no, I was just gonna say that I love my team. I really do. My team and my supporters, I don't know what I would do without them. I really don't. And I've met a lot of new people this month along the way in Playboy Miss Social. From March 2014, and man, we have been through thick and thin till death do us part. I'm telling you, from morning to like I wouldn't even say sundown. I would say till the next morning.
So you're in vampire mode. Vampire mode.
It's not.
I am a vampire.
We have to be a vampire. You have to be a vampire if you're going to be successful in this contest. You have to. You have to.
I had a question, real quick. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah, what were you saying?
I was saying, anyone could follow me on Twitter, Amy Schuyler with two R's. I have over 52,000 followers too, so I'm building up my. That's kind of how I got Twitter famous in a way. Got some celebrities in high places. So.
You got Twitter famous. Do you have any? Okay, so I heard about this thing that they have Twitter beefs. Do you have any tweets going on right now? Like, do you have any tweets?
I have a million tweets going on right now.
Yeah,
people,
I told him tweet.
My freaking Twitter like nonstop. I haven't even looked at it. Yeah.
Are you tweeting? Are you tweeting on my page?
Yep. If that's me, if you have tweets, it's me.
If you got tweets, that's me. I've been tweeting.
All right, wait a minute. Because I have everything connected. I have my Twitter. I have my Facebook. I have my fan page. I have my Instagram. I have everything connected. So, like, if there's a post, it's being posted everywhere, like all over the place.
And that's definitely what
I'm
like about
different.
Your hustle.
Yes. Oh my God, we're all trying to freaking talk here.
You go.
Okay.
Oh,
y'all
are fine.
I am Catalina. My girl here is Amy Schuyler. Okay. You guys can find me on playboymisssocial.com/crystalcatalina. And I am in the semifinals right now. So a lot of the new people who have not joined my team yet, if you would, come aboard and join hashtag Team Crystal Catalina, and let's win this all the way, baby, the way.
And
we are almost there. The finals will be, wait, what's today? Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be like in 2 days.
Oof.
And that's when I start, and that's my run April 1st to the 31st, and I'm going to kill it because I already know him. So.
That's great.
And my link.
What's your link as well?
My link is playboymisssocial.com/AmySchuyler, and it's AmySchuyler.
Now, Amy, with Crystal's
right now, since she's in the finals, you can just go to playboymisssocial.com and you'll see the finals right there to vote for her.
Okay.
That's
great.
Amy's April, everybody.
But yeah, I'm April.
She's running next month, so pretty much the whole goal here is to promote the semifinals for me to get more help from all you guys out there that have not joined my team yet to help me win the semifinals, to get to the finals, and then win the finals and become crown Playboy Miss Social for March 2014. That is the goal. Amy Schuyler will be running starting April 1st. This is why I brought her on board as a guest to let y'all know to join her team as well, because her team is joining my team, and I'm helping her out for April. So I'm the brunette, and she is the blonde. So if you guys are confused, I'm trying to give you a vision here. So we're getting the vision.
They got the lines are lighting up now. The lines are lighting up. I heard that you worked with Sean Maxwell.
He is my buddy. I've known him for many, many years.
I know Sean Maxwell too through Twitter. I didn't even know you knew him.
Have you shot?
Yeah,
have you shot
Sean's
with him?
A great guy.
No, I haven't shot with him. I just know him through Twitter, and we're supposed to schedule a shoot. That's funny.
Oh, okay. Because I am actually shooting with Sean Maxwell April 20th in Tampa. And him and I are planning to do a bunch of publications. I'm not going to make any announcements on what the publications are, but,
yeah,
him and
definitely.
I, we always rock it when we shoot. And I did not get to announce that you guys can find me on Instagram at crystalcatalina.com. I mean, crystalcatalina, sorry, as well as Twitter at Crystal Catalina. Everything is Crystal Catalina, C-R-I-S-T-A-L, Catalina, C-A-T-A-L-I-N-A. I just wanted to get that out there to you guys before we start all over the place. All right, everybody, just chat it up.
These are the network gurus we are speaking with, and we're going to go into some music really quick, and we're going to drop it right into it. But if you guys stick around, maybe we'll talk some more about Riff Raff. I think you had something about Riff Raff.
I got a story for him. I think you guys will want to hear.
Okay.
You
gonna stay on the line
we'll
with us, New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna make sure it happens for you.
All right. Cool.
You are now listening to the Hollywood Show.
In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe-to-toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. When I finish, bring the yellow tape to take off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole of bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. IQ will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT.
Testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident.
Fuck the police and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a sad spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a head not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying fuck you punk. Rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Think you think I'ma
depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
When I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK, cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, cause my identity by itself causes violence. The E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun in the bag, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, if I'm rolling out the eight, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
The jury is finding you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Almost every nigga has been in jail. From where you can't sleep without headshots, all about bullets, jealousy, A, river dead, Atlanta, where them sinners, where them sirens sing, we run from 12s, quick ass nigga will always go, run down and beat down and kill, robbing, dealing, stealing just to pay them damn bills. Riverdale Road was my block. A man got beat for his wristwatch. He said get back or get popped. Up across the hand like nigga stop. Then he drop. Any, meeny, miny, mo. Got this game held by his throat. If you're holler, let it go.
You are now listening to The Hollywood Show.
Change and get back on the rails and move the rails.
shoe fits. Got the armor on, just seeing if the thing fits. We got to taste the death from the dragon's wicked lips. This world complex, like I was planning these computer chips. Life's just a witch, but she's got nice tricks. You move with us, you let your swag drip. Swag drip, puff, puff, you're gone. Those blunts are magic. I call the shots, I'm the boss, aka Mr. Fantastic. Speaking smooth, so understand it. Take y'all to school, they try to spot some my rhymes, the best elastics. Question this and you will ridicule. A finger snap and you gone, we just got rid of you. Stay on your P's and Q's for your own sake. Ricky Bobby win the race, man, you gotta shake and bake. Wake and make, don't you be late, cause this is life, gotta give and take. Give and take, there's no debate. So stay silent, there's no room for you to speak. On top of at the peak, following you can also reach. And as I preach, the gates of hell are being breached. Your evil deeds, your eyes that bleed, your sin forgot and bleach, here we go. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, no rest, I come to find out my life's been a test. This mess, I confess, I'm buried to the neck. God runs the show, cause this is program, he's the architect.
I'm trying to be famous, there's gonna be another war.
I was using my pipe, smoking tobacco, cough, not really, really, not really, but really. Anyways, how's everybody doing tonight, man? I'm having a great time, man. I got these awesome girls messaging me and, you know, about their networking and stuff like that. They really are doing it. We're going to have them back and a couple of minutes and stuff like that, you know. Somebody actually requested one of the drops that I do. So I'm going to play one of these drops that I do really quick. It's kind of a little funny thing that I do.
Drugs are bad, okay? You are not listening to the Hollywood Show, okay?
Shout out to whoever just requested that drop. That was really odd, but thank you. I love you. That was awesome. And wow, there's a lot of callers. Okay, now I don't know which one to click on. Hey guys, there's a lot of callers. All right, give me just a second to figure out what's going on here. I'm gonna sing you a tune because it's the Hollywood Show. Oh, let's go to one of these callers really quick. Since it's blowing up the line, and then we will go right back to the sweethearts of the night. Hi, you're live on the Hollywood Show. How you feeling tonight?
What up?
Hey, who's this?
This is Jen.
Jen, Nate.
Duran.
Oh, what's up, yo? How y'all doing?
We're
y'all
doing
good
bro.
Out there?
We're doing damn good.
We want to hear you understand me.
Oh, that was right off the rip. Well, I like that.
We're ready.
She just wanted to rip it off.
We've been waiting. We're on the line. We are ready to
take
hear
that bandit off. One big pull.
Waiting all night. Well, I definitely will put that on for you right now. Thank you so much for calling in. I got you. Thanks. Thanks for the love.
Thanks.
Anytime. Thanks.
Cheers.
And only one time I'm saying
About that song earlier today, they were like, I like the beat. I wonder what that meant. I wonder if my scene was okay. Oh, look, they keep blowing up. This is great. I love this. Every time I start talking, people start coming on. This is great. Well, we're going to go back with the Sweethearts of the Night because this is an amazing thing we've got going on. I've never seen, whoa, I can't even scroll. I mean, guys, you got Wikipedia on here. Like, there's so many people. There's a Wikipedia of amount of people. Wow. Okay. Let's go back to the Sweethearts of the Night. This is the Hollywood Show. It's getting crazy up in here. If your call got dropped for any reason, please call back. You know, we're having technical difficulties apparently, but I don't see any. Oh, look, another caller. Apparently we're not. Alrighty. Back into the Sweethearts of the Night. 2, 1. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
What's up? See, I feel like y'all already turned up a little bit more.
Yeah, we are.
Yep, I knew you were.
Like,
I knew you already were turned up.
Yeah.
Y'all went all the way turned up, didn't y'all?
Yep, turned up all the way.
So where's my Amy at? Where's my Amy? I want my story
right
on some Rip, some Rip right. And some Raph. So this is before you start your story, sweetheart. Sorry for interrupting you. I apologize.
Yeah, you got the you already got the story, so you can tell them the proof and everything. You got the proof.
Oh yeah, I saw them pictures. I got that proof. I like that proof, man. I was sitting there. Some of the pictures I was a little disturbed, but you know what I'm saying. Riff raff, I'll keep that between me and you. You know what I'm saying. But hey,
yeah.
Dude, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying. But hey, man, we're gonna open it up live. You know what I'm saying, with Amy. You know, she's gonna tell us a little bit more about Riff Raff. You often see him on MTV. You've also seen him on a featured episode of Rob Dyrdek's Ridiculousness. And you can check him out and, you know, check him out on Twitter.
I love that freaking show.
Yeah, he absolutely does not like to say bro for some reason. So if you ever have a chance to go on his Twitter, say bro about 5,000 times.
That's what I did to him.
Exactly. And in case you guys are just calling in right now, you are talking to the Sweethearts of the Night, and they are doing a great thing with the Miss Social brought to you by Playboy. And we have Annie on the line, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about this Riff Raff. Tell me about Riff Raff. Okay. Let me know a little bit of these stories.
Okay. Well, I'm married, by the way. Not single, so I'm sorry. All the heart's breaking over the line. But my husband's pretty
damn poor. Oh, we just lost
poor,
like
married,
nine
but...
callers. I'm kidding.
My husband's pretty damn poor. He's a cool dude. He's in a band. He's hot. I married a good one, but and
there you
he
go,
knows he appreciates it when you know he thinks it's a form of flattery if you know a celebrity is trying to get me whatever, but of course I'm not going to do it. But you know, it's fun to see. So Riff Raff is one of those celebrities where when I first I kind of targeted him. Because I saw him as a you know opportunity to advance my popularity, since he has so many followers on Twitter and everything. And one tweet all it took to get his number. And I was just always so curious to think: is he really like that stupid in real life, or is it just an act? Let me tell you, people, he is him. That's 100% him. He's pretty. He's a very nice man, but yeah, he's a little weird, but he is not that intelligent. And to let you know a little bit what I did, I would go on on Twitter. You know, he'd say I'm in Houston. You know, okay, for a show. You know, he performed pretty local with Simon Rex.
Yeah, with Soldier Dirty. Boy or something.
He did that too. Yeah. Soldier Boy. He was like Judy Hyrule or whatever.
What's his real name? Horst.
His real name is Jody Christian.
It sounds like Brothorst.
Man,
like a bratwurst, but it's like brat. Sorry, Riff Raff, man. I got to make fun of your name, man. You got a funny-ass name and a funny-ass look, dude. And Simcoe as a last name. Is that Cisco? Is that like Costco? Like, does he shop there? Does he get discounts? Like, is that where he gets that fucking weird-ass cut on his head? Like, how's he get that? Is that where he gets the clothing?
That's one thing I give it to him now. He, as always, even before Evan, he's always been, like, he was actually first discovered on From Jays to Gents, and that's where I thought he was pretty awesome on there, just because he did his own thing, and he didn't care. And he's not trying to be, like, black. He just has his own style. Like, he actually does have a good music video, Time. It's actually pretty cool. But the rest of his music's kind of, you have to be on, like, a very high-dose drug.
His music is what? Yeah, crap. I heard it.
But Time actually is all right. But anyway, let me get back to the gossip.
Okay. So,
immediately he's like, I would love it. But my husband's laughing his ass off. Like, yeah. So, I did meet him. I met him twice total. But he thought we met up over maybe 15 times. Because what I would do... As I, you know, he'd put on Twitter, you know, I'm in Houston or something. I'd be like, text him, oh, I'm in Houston, where are you? He's like, me too. I'm like, oh, really? And he would, like, it's just not like, okay, you fool me once, or, you know, whatever, human you. But this was, I would get him to, like, drop MTV shows. I'd be sitting in my bed in fucking Philadelphia, and he's in Miami running to a place that I can go. To meet me, and I'm up there, and I'm like, oh, you just missed me, and he always buys my excuse. I even had him once show up in Moscow boxers, and answered the door that way, in his house in California the last time I did it. But, I mean, he's a very gullible guy, and he just, I guess because, you know, I guess he wanted what he couldn't have, again, because I know a lot of girls for themselves at him. But he just kept falling for it. So finally, I was like, all right, this is getting annoying. He's texting me all the time. So we saw him in Atlantic City. We were there for the Three Loco show at the pool after dark.
Yeah, his music, that's his music group, and he's off of the Mad music group. What do you think about the Neon Icon, the Alien, you know, the Golden Alien?
I was supposed to be in that video. I turned it down, but that. Yeah, I did. No, I don't like them.
You think any of those songs were about you? You think any of these songs were about you?
He told me one of the songs was about me, and he's supposedly coming out with a book with his tweets and what they mean. And he's tweeted a lot about me. So.
But how did your husband feel about that?
He thinks it's hilarious because we got the final laugh, and that's where I'm getting to now. We're in Atlantic City, and I'm like, let me in the VIP. I see him standing there, and he's like all pissed because he sees me with, you know, like a guy with me. And so, like, he has an iPhone, and I have an iPhone. I can see him freaking, like, typing on his iPhone, just the type button, you know, like someone's like typing and like trying to type, and he's sitting there all by himself saying like, I have a girlfriend, she's standing right next to me, and he's like 8 feet away from me, so like, I can see you typing, you're right there, you're like, you're by yourself, and then we left, and went up to, you know, my husband did our thing, and we decided to videotape it, and I'm like, you know what, this will get him to just off my back. I'm just sending him the video.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
that's great.
Text him the video. Instead of fucking leaving me alone, he's fucking me up this morning every second, like, please, I love you, please, I want you back. I'm going crazy. So finally, I'm like, Steve, like, I put it on speaker. He's like, all right, you got it. I want to see this. He's like, I'll wait. Like, be like, you know, he's like, meet him in the lobby, and I'll, like, wait in the hall, and, you know, and just say, you know, meet him and say hi and just whatever. So I go up, walk up, and he's like, hey, God. I'm like, wow. Try to give us a look, you know. But anyway.
That's hilarious. That is so hilarious.
Yeah. So then I hand him and he's like, I'm about to walk upstairs. I'm like, no. And I'm like, take a picture. And he takes a picture of us, and then I'm like, all right, see you, and walk away. And that's the last time I saw him. And then a little later, my overprotective little brother got word about it, and he sent him a text being like, "King's playing you, blah blah blah." So that finally put an end to it at that point. But it was fun for like 2 straight years clowning.
This is a fun thing to do.
But
he had a mad crush.
Talked on the phone all the time. Yeah, we talked on the phone for hours, like, but he was a nice guy, and I always thought, I would love to chill with this dude if he wouldn't try to just rape me. If I could get out of there without being raped, I would have fun, I'm sure.
Okay, I gotta stop you right there. Like, if you gotta, like, sit there and think, hey, this guy's really cool, but I'm scared he's gonna rape me. You know, I wanna hang out with him, but he could possibly rape me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta like set that aside.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, sweetheart?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta bring a gun or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be hard. You know what I'm saying? But I was gonna ask you. How does he have associations with Soulja Boy out of Atlanta? You know anything about the ties with Soulja Boy?
He was with Soulja Boy. I don't think he is anymore. he started with Soulja Boy. He started with Soulja Boy at Atlanta. Then he went to now I think he's mainly with Mad Decent and like Diplo. You know, he's under his
label. Okay.
So,
I like that.
He's actually doing well. I heard a rumor he was dating Katy Perry. I was like, yeah, right. But, I mean.
A rumor that he's dating Katy Perry.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe I should send her these texts
and let her know what's going on.
Katy Perry allegedly has been texting rapper Riff Raff, and at least Riff Raff
has been texting who?
Katy Perry supposedly has been allegedly texting Riff Raff. At least that's what Riff Raff says on his wish list, is what they say.
Well, you know, I got something to say. Everyone says I'm her twin. I'm her twin, but I'm a prettier twin.
You're way prettier than her.
Everyone says I have a mixture of Katy Perry, Megan Fox, and Angelina Jolie all mixed together.
Those are great looks.
Yeah, but I don't want to look like, I want to have my own look. I don't want to look like, all, you know, other people. You know how, like, there's other females that want to look like other females? Like, you know, they try to look like Kim Kardashian or, it's like, really? Why can't you just be yourself? Like, be grateful for what God gave you. Be happy for the eyes and the facial features and the hair and the body and the boobs and the butt.
Some women
can't
work
it
like you girls. You girls have that confidence.
Who you are. Don't be like other girls. That freaking drives me crazy. It annoys the hell out of me. So when people compliment and say, oh, you look like Katy Perry, or, oh, you look like Megan Fox or Angelina Jolie, yes, it's a compliment, but to be honest with you, it annoys me. Why?
Because I'm
a leader. I'm not
really?
A follower. I don't like people. I don't, I do my own thing, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Those are pretty girls.
But it's like I don't want to be like them. I'm who I am.
Yeah,
and I definitely
feel you guys, because you guys are one of the most, you know, original people out there with this, you know, this movement that you guys have, you know, are doing, and I love it, you know. And I was going to ask you, do you have any more dirt on Riff Raff? So before we, you know, talk back to the lovely other lady of the night, the boss lady of tonight, I'm guessing.
Any more dirt other than Riff Raff, you said? Or on Riff Raff?
Oh, anything you would like to say, sweetheart, you're welcome to say on the Hollywood show is your stage.
Okay, well, I can throw a fire baton. That's pretty fucking cool.
That's a good talent.
Yeah, I did that since I was 8 years old, so I'm like a pro in that. And I am a member of Mensa, and my IQ, and I know some of these people are going to be like, yeah, right, that I can show you the certificate. My mom was a school teacher, so she had me study by Johns Hopkins when I was 5, and my IQ is 182. Smart blonde. So they do exist.
They do exist out there, and they are pretty men. You have to bow down to them.
And my favorite music is metal music. I love fucking metal, heavy metal, 80s metal, Steel Panthers, my fucking best friends. They're the best.
What do you think of Scorpion?
Scorpion rocks.
I love Scorpion.
The wind of change.
And some here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
You like a hurricane.
Oh, that's that shit, man. You got to sing it in that monotone voice, because if I start singing loud and high-pitched like him, it's going to break the mic, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to, you know, restart the show, you know?
Here I am.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we're going to get the boss. Now, it was great talking to you, Amy. Tell them one more time how we can get in contact with you before we let you go. And, you know, we switch at the phones real quick. Tell everybody, sweetheart.
All right. So I'm Amy Schuyler, AmySkyLar. My Twitter is at Amy Schuyler with 2 R's, because the girl with the 1 R is trying to sell it to me, and I'm not going to fucking pay $150,000, bitch. So my website, amyschuyler.com. It's under construction, kind of. It's all over the place right now. I'm in the middle of a bunch of products. But the main thing is April 1st, playbookmissocial.com/amyschuyler. It's free to join. It's free, and you vote for me. Join my team. I contact every person that will join my team is contacted with me daily. and get to know me and become my friend. So, and we could talk a lot more. So, and
I love that. Well, I love that.
And my Instagram is Regalia Palatial, and that's like have you heard? Well, that's the Simon Rex thing. It's like Palatial Regalia, but Regalia Palatial, REGALIAPALATIAL.
There you go. You got that shit, girl.
Just find me on Twitter and you can get the rest.
We got you, boo-boo. We got you. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Hollywood Show.
Thank you. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome.
I was going on break first before it's time for Chris the Cat of Nina time.
I think that's a great idea, sweetheart. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
let's
take a break and then
I'm gonna go take a smoke and we'll get the audience turned up. I'm gonna go
give
take a smoke real
some
quick
good,
and
sexy music so when they come back they can be ready.
Oh, you want some
here.
Sexy
Playboy
you want some
Social
sexy.
March 2014 Crystal Catalina.
I'm gonna play you some sexy baby. I'm gonna play you some.
You need to play me some sexy. I wanna hear you gotta get me in the mood. I wanna hear it.
Oh, I'm
gonna so by
I'm
the time
you,
I get
I'm
back
a,
I am
you.
In the mood and I
oh,
can
yeah,
talk
baby.
To everyone who is listening
oh, yeah.
and make everybody proud. So let's
yeah,
get it going.
Don't even worry about that.
Real quick.
I'm gonna make you feel good.
Let's see if you can touch my heart. Let's see if you can touch my heart. Let's go.
I'm gonna make you say tell me, baby. I'm gonna make you say tell me.
Welcome to the Hollywood Show. Brought to you by PWP and First Family Radio. Tune in every Friday night for the hottest show around. East Coast, West Coast, North to South. The Hollywood Show.
She's looking fly when she hits the club. All the boys trying to say what's up. Homies out of luck. Cause I'm the lucky one. She's looking hotter than the sun. Take the breath right out my lungs. You boys are out of luck. Cause I'm the lucky one. Sugar, ain't nothing sweeter than your lips. Promise honey's bitter if compared against your kiss. I wanna be the man, bring you everything you wish. Cause when you're next to me, I feel nothing less than bliss. Girl, for you I'd walk 1,000 miles. Swim across the Nile just to be with you a little while. Swear, it bring a joy to my soul. You're the most beautiful girl that my heart's ever known. Prettiest voice, loveliest words I've heard on the phone. Let's run away, far away, and start a life of our own. I can't wait until the day that we get up and go. I can't wait another day, time is moving too slow. It's like each and every day, babe, I love you some more. To me, you're more unique than the flakes found in the snow. And I know I'll be the man that'll love you the most. I promise I'll be that man that'll love you the most. Sweetheart, you're all I ever need. I want you all to myself, cause I'm so full of greed. Best believe, when you leave, it gets hard to breathe. And it ain't all about the looks, they go far beneath, don't be deceived. I'm all about the things you hold aside, they can't be seen by the naked eye. The sweetest thing since the apple pie. You give my all till the day I die. The only day you'll ever hear this man and make goodbye.
Shower her with compliments, love. When my girl walks with confidence, my heart is racing in my chest. You must be from above.
You always looking so fine. You must be tired, always running through my mind. Like you, there ain't no other, you one of a kind. Never letting go, cause another you will never find. That's why I'm painting you this picture. Masterpiece, girl, you are my Mona Lisa. Come close, mommy, and Spanish, mama, Caesar. Baby, you be killing at it, Suna Asesina. Swear that your essence must be from up above. When you fell from heaven, I bet that it was rough. Just one look.
look at you, promise that it ain't enough. First time that I saw you, my blood started to rush. Forever was a must, I never missed that bus. You and I crossed paths and I had to make it us. It's way beyond the lust, more than just a crush. To tell you the truth, what I felt's ridiculous. I can't dream of a world where I couldn't feel your touch. I can't dream of that world, cause for me to talk too much. When I saw you, butterfly patched in my stomach. My heart, you know you want it. Please tell me you want it.
When she hits the club, all the boys tryna say what's up. Homies out of luck, cause I'm the lucky one. She's looking hotter than the sun. Take a breath right out my lungs. You boys are out of luck, cause I'm the lucky one. Girl, you look so good in the white dress. Now you look so bad in high heels. Can't stop, I must confess.
Yeah, we back. That was Hollywood with Prophet, and that was the song "Tell Me." And my boy is actually in prison right now, so he's holding it down for me until he gets out. Man, we're gonna play a little bit more of this song a little bit later, but we do have some shout outs for the Sweethearts of the Night, so we are going to pull them up right now, and we're gonna see who we have on the line. Hey, you're live on the Hollywood Show. How you doing tonight? Hey, I heard you like to make shout out to somebody.
Yep. How do I get shout out to Crystal Catalina? She's my favorite model, drop dead sexy, and just overall a great person.
That's great. You going to vote for her, right?
Hell yes. You have to be blind not to vote for her, and I'm also going to vote for Amy too, or for April too.
Definitely. It's Amy. We'll post all the information after the show, and you'll be able to download it. And also, you'll be able to contact them via Twitter and stuff like that.
I didn't got it.
All right. Well, thank you for so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Hey, how you doing? You're on the Hollywood Show. I heard you wanted to make a shout-out.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to my friend Crystal.
Okay.
This is Gary Slay Jr.
Well, how are you doing, Gary? Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Oh, yeah. She sent me the link there just in time to catch it there on the computer. So I got to say, she is big, the nicest person ever. She took me in on Facebook. She took me in on Twitter. And, most people just kind of treat me pretty bad online, but she never did. She's like, the most perfect person ever.
And her networking skills are great. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely there. I mean, she got me here to listen to the show and everything. So.
Yeah, definitely. You're here now. Are you going to go vote for her?
Oh, I've been voting for her since day one there.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Joined the website and everything.
That is a dedicated fan right there. Well, thank you so much for calling, and keep supporting, because we're going to make her win. She's going to get this. And the next, we got Amy, and we're going to make this team, and it's going to work. We're going to have these princesses of the night. We're going to call them princesses of the night, queens of the night, and we will get them. But thank you so much for calling, and we're gonna take it back with J-Skis on the regular.
J-Skis.
Love,
on the regular.
shouted, told me, come in, make her feel irregular. I guess that's why she hitting me up on a regular. She blow my phone up, shouted, blow my phone up. She blow my phone up. Shouted, told me, her man, make her feel irregular. I guess that's why she hitting me up on a regular. She blow my phone up, shouted, blow my phone up. She blow my phone up. How it be feeling when she doing her thing? La la la. This is how it's gon' feel once I get in them jeans. La 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 la. While I was beating, yeah 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 yeah. Every time you're calling me, since you really wanna come and get a shot. Every time you're calling me, I know that you wanna come and get a shout. Every time you're calling me, I know that you're tryna get into something. Every time you're calling, I know your man ain't doing you right, and so you come and tell me. Shout it, told me, come in, make her feel irregular. I guess that's why she hitting me up on a regular. Blow my phone up, shout it, blow my phone up. She blow my phone up. Shout it, told me her man, make her feel irregular. I guess that's why she hitting me up on the regular. Blow my phone up, shout it, blow my phone up. She blow my phone up.
Say your man stressing you, let me be your blessing, boo. Uh-huh. Baby, you a queen, all you need is a king. Next right. You know this where you wanna be. Yeah. Baby, drop that wanna be. Never mind what he see, I see future wifey in front of me. He fucking up every time I'm in her company. She entertain the talk to leave the one she with to come with me. Take her out of her routine. With him, it's hot wings and blue cheese. With me, it's his out of cuisine. Experiencing new things. Slug the way it's at. Get it in your noggin, January 1st, yeah. I keep it poppin', your man is a loser. Every time you progress, he hate to see you do good. He gon' try to stop it. Ha, but with the kid, we can go places. She ain't gotta stress, sluggers world, it's your oasis. Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself, and you can let your guards down. With me, you're free to be yourself. Shawty told me her man make her feel irregular. I guess that's why she hitting me up on the regular. She blow my phone up. Shawty blow my phone up.
Oh, yeah.
She blow my phone up. Shawty told me her man make her feel irregular. I guess that's why she hitting me up on the regular. She blow my phone up. Shawty blow my phone up. She blow my phone up.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Shawty told me her man make her feel irregular. I guess that's why she hitting me up on the regular. She blow my phone up. Shawty blow my phone up. She blow my phone up. Shawty told me her man make her feel irregular. I guess that's why she hitting me up on the regular. She blow my phone up. Shawty blow my phone up. She blow my phone up.
Yeah, that was Jay Ski on the regular, man. And that's what we do, man. We keep the people coming, the interviews coming. We have, you know, some of the most entrepreneurial women on right now. These are the sweethearts, the princesses, the queens of the night. And we are bringing on the boss, the host. She's going to introduce herself. I am live. This is the Hollywood Show. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves because I am enjoying myself. Here's the lovely and the beautiful. Introduce yourself, sweetheart. They want to hear your voice again. I know they do.
Oh, I know. They are begging. You guys are begging to hear my voice, aren't you?
They keep on calling, sweetheart.
Start talking it up. Okay, well, first of all, for all the new listeners, I am in the semifinals for Playboy Miss Social for March 2014. So go ahead and check me out at playboymisssocial.com. Crystal, CRISTAL, Catalina, CATALINA, and Cashaversity. I will need all the support I can possibly get so I can win the crown for March 2014, Playboy Miss Social. Okay?
So you're going to get it, sweetheart.
All my new followers. You can also find me on Instagram at instagram.com/CrystalCatalina, as well as Twitter, SoulCatalina. You can also join my fan page, facebook.com/model.CrystalCatalina. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me there. Both of my Facebook pages are pretty much maxed out, so I cannot really accept any more friend requests. So you can find me on my fan page. I am not going to lie. It has been a very tough, rough, long month running for this contest, Playboy Miss Social. I'm not going to lie, I've reached my point of exhaustion, but I'm not done yet because I am ready to win. And many people have told me, you know, many, many times over the years to join. I said, no way. I am not joining a contest. I do not do contests. That is not my thing. But then I had a couple people tell me, do not do it, blah, blah, blah. You're better than this. You're better than that. I don't know. Anyway, I am grateful that I did take the advice from a good friend of mine who is also my promoter, my manager. He basically told me to do it because he believed in me by telling me that if I ran, that I have a big, big chance of winning. Not because of my look, but because of my personality and my attitude. And that's why I have a lot of supporters and a lot of people behind me, because they love me for who I am. I'm real, I'm honest, and I'm loyal. And I pretty much let you know how it is. It's really hard to find a model out there who has the personality, who has the attitude, and who has the look. Yes, you might be a pretty face and a hot body, but your personality sucks or you do not have the attitude. And that can really turn a lot of people off. So when you have the whole package.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you have the whole package, it's kind of like you can win a lot of people over. And
it's one of those kind of irresistible things, like a goddess thing, you know? Like, you know, it's a perfect in every way. You know, you got the mind, you got the body, and
well,
the spirit.
Nobody,
you know what I'm saying?
Nobody's perfect. Everybody has
exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? It's just the fact that I'm actually grateful that I did this contest the only month and the last month that I am going to ever do a contest like this. And I pretty much told myself that if I was going to do Playboy Miss Social, that I was going to not just make it the first round or the second round or the semifinals or whatever. I was going to make it all the way and win, because I'm not going to sit here and bust my booty the way I have and not win, because I strongly believe I win the crown for Playboy Miss Social March 2014. And, you know.
You say it like a boss, girl, you know.
Oh, she's
saying it like
a boss. And,
you know,
I did not put myself through all this hell, okay, for nothing. And there's a lot of, I'm being blunt honest, a lot of female contestants that run for Playboy Miss Social that are very, very dirty. And when I say dirty, I don't mean like dirty, nasty, dirty. I mean they will do anything and everything to tear you down. And if you don't have tough skin, they will break you. Break you down to the ground. And tear you in half to where you want to run somewhere and hide and never come out. And
it's sad because it sounds like they almost treat you, you know, they act childish, like almost like a high school student.
It can be, only because a lot of these other contestants are insecure with themselves. They have nothing better to do. They're not real models or wannabe models. I'm a legit full-time model. This is my job. This is how I make a living, and I'm very successful at it. So, you know, I kind of did the Playboy Miss Social thing for more exposure. But then I said, well, if I'm going to go through all this hell, I'm going to make sure I'm going to win it, you know? Because I didn't go through all the talk
definitely.
For nothing. You know? My team and my supporters know from day one, even, you know, maybe a week before this even started, the hell that we went through. And that is why I'm asking you, all of you guys out there, so please, I'm not, like, begging you, but I'm asking you, you know, just
I'll
join
beg for you,
my
sweetheart.
Team.
I'll beg
you.
You're
gonna do great. Everything's gonna be great from here on out, honey. You got this. Don't relax. We're gonna win.
Let me tell
you're
you, I cannot run again. I cannot run again after this. I'm already guaranteed publication with International Playboy. I'm not mentioning any names, but I'm already guaranteed publication. And once you're published, you cannot run for Playboy in the social ever again. And I'm not planning on it, period, because I like being on the road. I like traveling. I like making money. I like, you know, being in front of the camera and taking a lot of hot pictures and people, not sitting in front
have you
of
always,
the computer all day about to pull my hair
out of my head.
Have you
always wanted to be a model? Have you always wanted to be a model?
I've been modeling since I was 13. My grandmother had got me into modeling because she was a model when she was in Spain. And
hey, oh,
she got
from
me.
Spain.
Yes, I'm Spaniard.
Oh,
I'm German.
Wow.
And Cherokee Indian. So she was the one that got me into it. I wasn't really fond of it at first because I had other hobbies. But suddenly she passed away. And this is a very, very, like, tough subject for me, so I'm not going to get into details, but she passed away when she was, you know, teaching me and showing me and this and that, and my grandmother had a lot of connections when she came over here from Spain, and, you know, basically, she wanted me to follow her footsteps, and I wasn't really fond of it, but when she passed away, suddenly she did, it was kind of hard for me to just not follow her footsteps. So I felt like, you know, following my grandmother's footsteps, that a part of her would always be with me, you know?
Wow, that is honorable.
Yes.
You know, some people will get a tattoo or something like that, but you are living the legacy, girl. I hope you win. I hope you get the crown, sweetheart. I'm telling you, this... You deserve it. I mean, this is a genuine person right here on the line. And you got it. All the listeners, I mean, we have too many listeners to where, I mean, it looks like a Wikipedia scroll. But, I mean, I'm sorry.
We have 2 million listeners?
Well, it runs
my
blood.
We're getting up there. But it's great, man. It's great to have, you know, females that are just this strong, you know, that are just that tough.
Yes.
Skin.
Yes, you have to have tough skin to be in this contest, number one. Even to be a model, you have to have tough skin. Because, let me tell you, if you, oh my gosh, there's people that you're going to deal with in this business that, I mean, if you do not have that tough skin, honestly, to be honest with you, if I compare this contest compared to, like, the regular everyday modeling world, this contest is nothing. I mean, the regular everyday modeling world is nothing compared to this contest. This contest is probably 100 times more cool, 100 times more exhausting, 100 times more stressful, and I don't really call this modeling. I call this more like
this is like a break for promoting, like, you know.
It's definitely like a social media movement. Yeah, it's social media,
so it's, you know, it's all about reaching out to people in any way you can, you know.
But
so.
You also meet a lot of good connections along the way. I will say that this past month I have met tremendous, tremendous amount of connections that I am looking forward to working with. I'm the type of person, I don't talk about it. I'm more like do it. You know what I mean? I don't sit here and brag.
That's good.
So, you know, now that you hear me on the radio, you hear me talking about this, all the listeners out there, you'll see from now until the end of the year, everything I'm talking about is going to happen. You know, I'm just not going
to
talk about it
and
say what it's going to be. Just look forward to it.
Optimism.
And I'm here to, I actually really, so far, at least for me, it's been exciting for, maybe a different reason, but like meeting Crystal was great already, and her team, and I really just want, like, I'm happy with all the new friends I've made. I know that might sound stupid or corny, but I actually really have met a lot of cool people, and I like meeting people, like, online and stuff, and a lot of them are cooler than my so-called real friends on the real world.
Well, you have to be careful, too, who you meet online, too, because of the
you always have to be careful,
So,
Riff-raff.
I have
Riff-raff.
Riff-raff.
You
right
now?
Yeah, I have a website. I know, I keep telling everybody this, but this contest has kicked my booty, so been procrastinating.
You're fine. Promote, sweetheart.
My website keeps saying it over and over again. I promise you, as soon as I win the crown of Playboy Miss Social March 2014, I promise you my website will be up. It is modelcrystalcatalina.com. It is up halfway, but not all the way. So it is not launched yet, but I promise you guys, everybody, that it will be up. And
I can't wait for that. That's going to be amazing. I'm definitely going to sign up. You know, I've always... You know, I love supporting you. I always see you over there, and you post like 8 or 9 a day, and I'm just like, wow, is this a real person? And then you get replies.
Yes.
And you're sitting there.
Well, it's me, and then it's my
it's
promoter,
so great.
Manager, good friend. You know, I'm also planning to attend. I don't know if you've heard of the. Well, I'm sure you have, but not many people have. Me when I was promoting the GoFundMe account for the International Bikini Model Search that I'll be attending in Cancun, Mexico, May 1st to May 7th. So I do need a couple hundred more donations. So if you guys could go to let me get the link because it is kind of a complicated link. It is GoFundMe. Oh, my gosh, I'm trying to find it. Hold on a minute. Go.
Make sure you find it.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
GoFundMe.com/6 KZ as in zebra. My phone. U as an umbrella. M as a monkey. 0. Again, GoFundMe.com/6 K as in kite, Z as in zebra, U as in umbrella, M as in monkey, and the number 0. I just need maybe $500 more to donate to get into Cancun, which is very, very important because remember how I told you I'm being published with International Playboy. So one of the main reasons I'm going to Cancun is because of Playboy. So that is why. I need a couple hundred more dollars to help you guys get me there.
No, I feel like with these with these listeners we have today and tonight, I feel like you're going to get that money somehow, and you're going to be very happy. You're going to be very happy, and I congratulate whoever out there can help the cause, because this is a dedicated group of women. I mean, you guys got to seriously respect it right here. I mean, we came from 100 years ago doing this.
Wait, real quick, while we're on the topic of ghosts, GoFundMe, I actually just got recently diagnosed with, unfortunately, a tumor in my kidney and kidney cancer. I have to, like I said, but I have a GoFundMe account as well for that, and it's GoFundMe.com/Amy's Kidney Dream. So just wanted to plug that. Maybe I could get something.
I did not know about this, Amy. You did not tell
me
about this.
Let me write that down.
I don't like talking about it.
Say it again.
You did not tell me about this. You know I'm a nurse, Amy. You should have freaking told me.
It's good for me.
Are you,
are
you okay with repeating it again?
Yes, yes. GoFundMe.com/AmysKidneyDream
Okay, did you get it?
Definitely,
I forgot to mention.
Definitely check that out.
I'll be giving away a signed hot copy of those donating. An 8x10 signed copy print of me, personally autographed in my name, with a special personalized message to you to donate. So I don't care if it's $5, $10, $20, I don't care. As long as you get me to reach my goal ASAP, from now until then, everyone who donates will get an 8x10 personalized signed autograph print copy photo from me.
And I'll do the same thing for mine.
I forgot to mention that.
Listen up, everybody, because this is your chance. This is your chance. Maybe you haven't been able to get it before, but now it's your chance. Live, broadcasted on the Hollywood Show, you're getting the discount from the princess, the queen, and the queen herself.
And my Twitter, again, is twitter.com, Crystal Catalina. And my Instagram, I have two Instagrams. Crystal Catalina and Crystal Catalina, the number 2. And also my fan page, facebook.com/model.crystal.catalina. And one more thing, do not forget to vote for me to win Playboy Miss Social March 2014 at playboymisssocial.com, Crystal Catalina. I'm looking forward to all y'all helping me win this.
And for me again, it's Amy Schuller. Hello? Are you guys still there?
Yeah, you broke up. Sweetheart. Can you say it one more time?
Yeah, sure. It's Amy Schuller, and you can find me on facebook.com/officialAmySchuller. And my Twitter is @AmySchuller with 2 R's. And Instagram, Regalia Palatial, but... Yeah, and the GoFundMe.com/Amy's Kidney Dream, and also my link for running starting in April. It would be so great if you guys were on my team. I'd be so happy. Is PlayboyMissSocial.com/AmySchuller with 1 R. And thank you so much.
I love it. Can we get a shout out? Can we get a shout out from you guys? Can we get like a We're on the Hollywood Show, and this is, you know, say your name and stuff like that.
I am going to give a big, I call my manager, my promoter. He's a really good friend of mine. We've been through a lot together. He's a good buddy. I call him Richie. That's my nickname for him. But I know you're listening right now, so I'm giving you a big shout out. So, yeah. Better be thanking you for this when I do you. But anyway, I am also going to be giving a humongous shout out to my team, Crystal Catalina, for helping support me this whole entire month through blood, sweat, and tears, and hell and misery, but also a lot of positivity to, well, I call him, his real name, Stephen, but I call him Stephen. I have a nickname for everybody. Stephen Kelly.
Oh, no, you're fine.
My nickname.
For everything you've done for me. Joseph Bradley. Yes. Let me go down the list here because there's too many. And Joseph Bradley, Matt Humphrey, Thorne Broussard. I hope I said your name right. Brian Brunfield. I believe it's Juan Gonzalez. I don't know. Mike Mavs, Hollywood, which is you.
Yeah.
Gary Slade Jr., Adam Smith, Carlos Cruz, Dave Duncan, Leonard, I'm sorry, but I cannot pronounce your last name, and your name's not in front of me, so I can't freaking read it. But
we got you, Leonard.
Yes.
I want
to
shout out.
Well, anyway, hold on. Wait. Hold on a minute. Hold on. You're the guest on the show. You'll be on here for April next month. I got plenty of talk shows for you. You're the guest. Let me finish. You can go. Hold on, honey. But I wanted to give my shout out to everybody from Team Crystal Catalina. All right, I'm going to hand it over to Amy because we're cutting it short here. So I love all y'all. Go, Amy.
I want to give a shout out to Team Amy. Amy and Amy's April coming up. And to my Captain Mike Blasek, I love you. You're my best supporter. And also Stephen Kelly, Chris Ivanoff, Tanner, Joseph Bradley, Michael Harrison, a bunch of people, my husband.
Michael Harrison, yes, Michael Harrison, and Robert Brady. But Robert, I said your name, but I'll say it again. Craig Peterson, Stephen Kelly, again.
And also Danielle Zimmerman, my best friend.
Mike Mavs, Sean Maxwell, my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Maxwell.
And
one other thing, I had a tragedy happen, well, not a tragedy, I had a really good surprise for a friend of mine passed away March 8th, 2014, which was in the beginning of the month of April, very, very close photographer friend of mine who I've known since I was 19 years old. We had a lot of plans
together.
I'm sorry
to hear about that.
Yeah, remember? I told you about it, right?
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Andre Rowe. So I want to give a big, you know, amen to him. He was a very special friend, not just a friend, but a very trustworthy business partner. Like I said earlier before on the show, it is very hard to find people in the business that you can really trust and know that they're not going to turn on you and backstab you.
Definitely.
Take the money and run. You know, he was always this type. He was boom, boom, boom on top of everything. And it's like, you know, heaven took him a little bit too early. But I know now he's an angel in heaven shining down on me. And I know it's been a struggle this whole month since I've lost him because he wasn't just a friend. He was like family. Maybe he wasn't blood, but he was big blood. And I feel like he's been there, like my angel, guiding me, keeping me strong, telling me everything's going to be okay, you're going to make it. Even though I'm not physically here, I'm still with you in spirit. I'm your angel. I know he's watching over me. So I just wanted to give my shout-out to him and give an amen to him because he was, if it wasn't for him, I probably would not be here right now. He was my biggest motivator, my mentor. And too bad him and I couldn't get to do
Leonard,
what we planned to do for this year. Hold on, Amy. For 2014. But either way, life will find its way, you know, with my goals, with my plans for 2014.
Yes.
Definitely.
So,
it's a great show.
Rest in peace, Andre. I love you very much. And I will always have you in my heart. Yeah, Rainy.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to.
And my grandmother. My grandmother, the one who made me who I am today. You know, mi abuela.
There you go.
She's the one who made me into who I am today. If it wasn't for her, I would not be any of y'all right now. So, rest in peace, abuela. And I know she has back, and I know she's standing here right next to me as I talk to you guys. But I also plan to do more acting, more radio shows, radio personalities, radio hosts.
You always have our radio show, sweetheart. You can always come on.
Yes. So I definitely plan to get more involved in that. That's one of my big plans for 2014.
Well, definitely.
Yeah,
my first time on the radio.
I can be here all night and keep talking to the point that, you know, you guys would probably fall asleep on me. So you know what?
You're fine.
For tonight, y'all have had enough of me. And Amy, if you have anything else to say, go for it.
I just want to say thank you guys all for listening to both of us. And I'm really excited for April. And I hope you can join my team and help me out. It really would make my dreams come true. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I can't
and
wait
thank
for
you.
The sweethearts of the night. Thank you so much for calling, guys. I love you guys. Y'all stay safe.
Thank you.
Do not forget to vote. Crystal Catalina, PlayboyMissSocial.com, Crystal Catalina. Let's win this,
baby.
We got you. Hashtag Team Crystal Catalina.
And this is going to go down for you, sweetheart. We got you. And we're going to go into this next song, and this next song is from Prophet. He's holding it down in prison right now, and he's actually one of my best friends. And this has featuring Tyler. This is Turnt Up. Turnt Up in the music, because this show was great. We just had the queens of the – oh, man, I can't even describe it. You guys got to tune in. Keep it locked. Always record it. You can check us out, download it, First Fam Radio. You can go and podcast it. We are on YouTube. You can download us everywhere. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to play the rest of the music, and we're going to lead you out with Turnt Up, and we're going to go into some other stuff. And I think I might put in a little special stuff for the sweethearts of the night. Thank you, guys. Hollywood.
This nigga nifty, I'm spit super dumb, lay it down like it's a syndrome. Things that I start, partner, know that I'll be the one to end them. I always get some, so check yourself, son. You best go ask another nigga all them stupid questions. I'm losing my mind, Lord, take me away. The pain I feel around so deep and through all of my veins. I'm done with these games, I'm done with you lames. I see right through you niggas, weak and we'll break. Cause the pressure I bring is just too great. Turned up to the music. My ears ain't never get enough of that. Like Mickey D, cause I'm loving that. And this ain't homie and I'm bossing that. Get my spots like it's diamond now. Better not test what a nigga know. Stay sharp and I'm at
tears, no Jesus Christ. I just prank fear. Hustle so me to get him, some meat at me. Tears out like that superstition. I'm the punisher, y'all the villain. Sticks and stones make break bones. Me and microphones kill. Resurrect them in 2 minutes, cause truth is all they will mention. Darkness, everybody darkness. Isaac can't be the prophet. I'm the dark knight, feel it's human defending Gotham. Don't get they bringing problems, truth will always be to solve it. Stay displaying it until I'm an undead carcass.
Turned up to the music. My intellect never get enough of that. Like Mickey, cause I'm loving that.
Strike me with riches and profits, Mr. T. A scholar in the science, my rhymes that bring the sirens. Leave niggas dead and silent. All I know is this life, dog, I'm all about this. Money trying to buy me, ain't no one out here like me. Dead presidents watching the streets,
tell them come and find me.
Rock, just call me Ozzy, dude, you can call me Hozzy. Taking on this world, and if I had to, it's so bossy.
Illuminati, Shakar, the younger Gandhi.
Illuminati,
I'm shining like Christ's resurrected body.
And you can't see me, but you'll feel me. Ghost of Abu Ghraib, I'm this one on the knock. You're blowing up.
Turned up to the music. My ears ain't never get enough of that. Like Mickey D, cause I'm loving that.
You are now listening to The Hollywood Show.
My pain through these simple words.
It's Mickey. You're listening to...
I was a young devil, taking my heights to new levels. Life in the fast lane, pedal, always hitting the metal. The bad seat, dirty deeds, two-step with the devil. A fire burning inside, a rage got it to settle. But till that day came, the hate fueled the flame. The great debate waged, it had my soul caged, drove me down the wrong lane. I must be going insane, whispering voices started screaming, just cut at that main vein. Cut to the chase, you can end it with grace. Close your eyes, go to sleep, and as I stared in the death face, I got lost in his gaze. Then I felt God's embrace carry me out that place.
Please carry me out of this place.
Don't blame you if you don't believe a word I've said. I was that man to take a starving child's last slice of bread. Don't deserve nothing but a warm and painful death. Sometimes question why God gave me the gift of breath.
Death's been the most dead time.
Shepherd, I shall not want. He'll keep me calm, holding on. I lose my grip, I'm gone. And as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, restore my soul, lay me down. Life is just a breath. And as my story goes, and as this plot unfolds, I wake up in a hospital, only wearing a robe. And in the dark about what happened, except the things I was told. Suicidal overdose is what the doctors diagnosed. Where I was going, there's no moment of rest. Gotta show me what I am, and I am nothing but blessed. 700 wake up and they off to the chest. Our life is only a test. Make your move in this game of chess. So when you're drowning in your misery, just do your best. And if you trash your life, well let's clean up that mess. So remember that when you're sad, you're lonely and you're cold, recall the simple story and know that you ain't alone. Can't take this no more. The weight on my soul is crushing and crunching down all of my bones. Struggle within me, I fight it alone. Take this to the dome, I'm that shot of Patron. If homie you grown, the truth in my words and my hurt, but these wounds and these scars, they will heal on their own. I'm about to go beat this, show you the monster reside and hide inside. Follow my sorrow and borrow my feelings and slip to the depths of my dangerous mind. Rappers is plenty and see the rest, you spit bars like bullets from Glock 45. You ain't never seen nothing come closer even compared to the lights of mine.
Death's been the most dead time, living in the cold and lonely mind.
It's Mickey. You're listening to The Hollywood Show. It's Mickey. You're listening to The Hollywood Show.